things here. The first one was there was a speaker that speaks on storytelling and that had requested some of the members submit their stories ahead of time so that he could analyze them and tweak them and fix them and brought that back in. So it made it very personal to the members of the chapter. We thought that was great. We did something that was so popular, we're bringing it back in January, and it was a game day. And this particular speaker presents on your business finances, which is like, shoot me now. But he's created a game that's like Monopoly. And so we had 35 people divided into teams of five playing Monopoly, learning their business finances at the same time. And it was a game. It was like a game night. And it was fun and loud and raucous, and it was fabulous. That was really good. And this format, I think, is phenomenal. They do a general session in the morning. And then from 1 to 1:30, they have two spotlight speakers, so we can hear each other speak. How can we recommend each other if we've never heard each other speak? And then they do two breakout sessions, one for the seasoned speakers and one for the newbies. So the speaker starts with the newbies while the seasoned speakers are debriefing what they've learned with each other, and then the speaker goes in with the seasoned speakers so that both are getting the information at the level that they need.
Okay, now this table wants to become two.
Nancy from New York. We send out an email 2 or 3 days ahead of time, and it's a volunteer email. So we will have, we'll ask for a couple extra greeters, a couple networkers. If you see someone with a VIP badge, make sure they're not seated alone or standing alone. We have someone that helps us set up the room, a committee that helps us break down the room. So we go through a mental checklist and make sure that we have that support. And one other quick thing, we have a template for a handout that we put on every chair. So it says the upcoming meetings, the featured speaker of the day, as well as anything else that's coming in the near future, and the entire leadership team. So if there's any questions, then there's the contact information they can call.
So we have four more tables.
Greg almost forgot us.
We have four more tables, so let's...
Todd Novak, Los Angeles chapter, be quick. So we do a checklist that I think would be huge for you guys if you want it. Just email me and I'll send it to you. But it's a pre-meeting checklist. So all the things that happen in that skit, we make sure it happens before the meeting. So everybody's assigned to what they're going to do. There's a task. Everybody knows who it is. And then we have one meeting chair. And regarding evaluations, we got rid of evaluations because we just felt like... most of them are usually negative, and you get some positives. So what we want to do is give warm fuzzies to the speaker. So we pass out 3x5 cards and say something really nice about the speaker, and they get to read that on the way home in the airplane. So
nice.
You guys have anything? Going once.
Hi, John from Vegas. A couple of us at this table set aside dedicated networking time before the meeting. That is just social. No business, just social before the meeting starts, at least 30 minutes.
Good.
Hi, Carrie with the Wisconsin chapter. So just to piggyback off that, we have also videoed like 30 seconds, little testimonials of what our members, and we try and get different levels, so whether it's a guest, a professional, a CSP, on what that featured speaker, what the value was, not only the speaker, but the meeting. So then we pass those video links on to the speakers that they can reuse, and then we have it on our Facebook page and for our use too. So.
Nice.
We actually didn't get to this one, but somebody jarred my memory. During the meeting, I'm Deb from Central Florida, and what we did is took a page from the conventions book, and we do a fast five. So we have five of our local professional members, boom, 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 at the beginning of the meeting, which gets that exposure and that excitement, and everybody's engaged, and then we have our speaker that we fly in.
Yeah, let's do one.
We also talked about videos, Joan from Virginia. And so some folks here at the table, they'll have their president do a video and post it on the homepage of their website. And then we asked our speakers to send a video saying, hey, I'm really jazzed, come to Virginia. And so that seems to work real well and make their personalities shine.
Good. That was good. I've been here for 4 or 5 years. I've learned a few things myself just from doing this. So, again, those grids that are in front of you, if you've seen any good ideas here, we're going to put these up. And so feel free to use those, evaluate them for your own chapter. And now let's go deeper with Karen. Daniel,
well,
sorry.
Yes. We are the fifth M. And we know what that means for you. But just to kind of set your mind at ease and kind of foreshadow, there's a sixth M coming. No. But we're not going to talk about it just yet. We'll stay on the fifth M, and we know what that meant when we looked at what time on the schedule we got. So our format is really going to be different, a little bit different than what the others were, and you're not going to get to just sit there and get. We're going to have you up and moving around during almost this entire time. So we've got several outcomes that we're hoping to achieve while we go through here. And what we're looking for and what we want you to walk away with are some of the best practices that occur that other chapters are using in their meetings. So that's one of our outcomes that we have for you. Another one we have is that what are some different formats that are going on? You know, a lot of us are finding, and, you know, in my chapter, we've done the all-day Saturday thing, and a lot of us are finding we're not drawing as many folks as we used to. Are there other formats that some of you are using that are bringing people in? So we want to share some of those. And then we're going to problem solve some issues that you may have in promoting your programs, your meetings to your chapter members. And then you'll have an opportunity to answer some individual questions that may be on your mind about chapter meetings. So that's our intent in working with you today. We'll go back and review this. I feel a Greg behind me. that's our intent. At the end of it, we'll come back to see how well we did. And to start us off, here's Karen.
Thank you, Daniel. Daniel was our chair of our little section, so really a round of applause to Daniel, and thank you. And to Merv. We really did want Merv, but it's I know, when we were practicing this, we now only can call Merv Marv, because we all got confused. But actually, Ruby did watch the skit, and she whispered to me that, believe it or not, those things have happened all the time. And what a nightmare. Not all, thank God, at any one locale, but all of the above have happened at different times. But as Daniel just said, meetings can be shifting with the times and formats can be shifting. So stand up, every one of you stand up. And I want you to grab your pen and your notebook and just push it to a page where you have nothing on it, like a blank sheet. Just take it and get to a blank sheet of paper. And then here's what you're going to do. You're going to find a person in this room that you have not talked to. Somebody that's not at your table, you have not talked to yet. And here's, wait, before you go, the question you're going to ask each other and go back and forth on is, what meetings have had the best response from your participants? And of those meetings, which have had the least to most participation? So the first question, what meetings have had the best response from participants? And then of those, which have had the least to most audience participation? Fine.
Are those two different things? Response and audience participation are two different things?
No, they're the same. I mean, it's like, what meetings have had the best response? Both. Both. And which have had, and it doesn't, it's not, there's no right or wrong. Some of my favorite meetings have been ones where I have just sat and listened. And some of my favorite meetings have been those where I've done a whole lot of activity. So there's no right or wrong, but just curious. From least to most participation from the group that's attending the meeting. So what have had the best response from participants? What have been the best meetings? And which of those have had the least to the most participation?
So you may have had a speaker where you just sat and got, but it was a great meeting, but very little participation and interaction with you. Versus another speaker, who oftentimes this is true with technology, where they got you on your laptop and you're doing this and you're doing that. Again, a very engaging meeting with a lot of participation.
Okay, that's go. Go find somebody you've not talked to yet during this CLI. Go.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just right where you are standing.
Let's have your attention up this way. If I can get your energy focused our way, please stay where you are.
Stay where you are. Stay just where you are. And what I'd like for you to do is wherever you are, grab the post-it notes that are on your table, and I want you in your group of two, your pairs, to on each of those come up with the two top programs that had the best response. Write them down, one per post-it note.
You don't have post-its there?
No, let's don't do specific names, let's do specific topics.
Here. Oh, you found them?
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay, Daniel, distract him.
Okay, energy our way again, please. You want to give him instructions? Okay, here's what we want you to do with your post-its. Let me get your energy. I need your focus my way. Thank you. You see on this chart over here, and again, we're not evaluating these. Just because a meeting may have had little interaction, it could have been a great meeting. So we're not being judgmental. We're just trying to get a sense of, we're putting together a chart here of meetings, possibly meeting formats, what have you, to generate additional ideas. So with your partner, one of your partners, come up here with your post-its, and put your post-it on this chart of the meeting topic you identified. If it had little participation, it's going to go towards this end. If it was high participation, this end, and everything in between. As clear as mud?
Yes.
Paul, can you tell me what we're going to do? Hold on, folks, hold on. Paul?
We're going to take our ideas about a topic.
Everybody listen to Paul. You got it. That's it. So post it on the post-it. Happy posting. Both. Post both of them. And as you post your postings, thank your smart partner and head on back to your seat. As you post your postings, thank your smart partner and head on back to your seats. I'm only going one way with judgments. Make sure you thank your smart partner. No, you can do two. Yeah. Thank your smart partner when you've done posting.
Okay, now I want Merv and Daniel to go over to the chart, and we'll do some quick analysis. It seems that we've got some great meetings on either end of the spectrum, but more on the participatory side.
I would say you are absolutely right, Karen. The high engagement side seems to really be filling up, although we got a number in the middle over here. Interesting, as I'm looking here, and Merv, feel free to step in. When I look at the little to no interaction, what I'm seeing are things like webinars, okay, which is a different format, and I'm glad to see that up there. But what some of you are saying is that the webinar isn't as interactive as some of your live face-to-face sort of sessions. Merv, do you see anything on the other, you're kind of on the other side of that chart?
Yeah, I'm seeing Ruby.
And not Merv, Marv.
No, I'm seeing Tim Gard. I guess I understand that one. Tim Gard, for those who does not know who Tim Gard is. Tim Gard is our resident comedian.
So humor. So humor. Topic of humor is a popular one.